Yeah, I hear you, Jeff. You're muted. I don't know if you do want to be.
Good morning. Can you hear me
Morning.
talking?
Yep.
Okay.
I need to figure out.
Morning.
Gotta turn off
Morning,
the
Kurt.
room. Give me a second before we get started, Kurt. I gotta figure out how to open up the waiting room so I don't have to keep manually adding them in.
Okay.
They changed the settings.
Of course they did.
Where is it? Okay, I think I'll host to there it is. Yay. Okay, I think everybody should just be coming in now.
Okay, can you put up the agenda?
Yep.
I couldn't print it this time.
Okay, you should now have the agenda
Got
shared.
it. Thank you. Yeah. Kevin Poole will not be attending today. So we have, I'm looking to make sure. I thought I saw Bart on there earlier. No, Michael Jordison's
Yeah,
there.
Bart's here. I saw Michael join. Make sure he's
Thomas
still
is here.
here. I think we have everybody else. We're just missing.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. I am going to ask for a volunteer to lead us in prayer. Mike McNichols, are you interested, sir?
I can do it real quick. All
Okay, thanks, Cade.
right. Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for this day. We're grateful to be gathered together as a board. Please help us to discuss the needs of the ranch and come up with good solutions and actions to move us forward and progress and make this place a better place to enjoy and be able to be participatory and have all the things that we love about the ranch. Father, we're grateful for their guidance and all that we do, and we ask you to bless us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call.
So I can take everybody out. If everybody would just make sure they, the right of your name, if you click on participants, you'll see your name on the right-hand side. There's, if you hover over your name, there's going to be three little dots on the right, and there's an option there to rename. So if you rename and put your lot number after your name, that'd be appreciated. And I know a lot of you, but and a lot of you already have your name there, so I appreciate it. But it does help make it easier to capture your lot number if you put your name next to it. So I guess I should follow the same example, put my lot number after it. But anyway, yeah, other than that, I think we can just pull it from the Zoom. That's one advantage of doing Zoom is we got most people's names. We do have phone number 702-588-0441. Can you announce yourself real quick and let us know who you are? Lot number. But everybody else I should be able to get.
Chris Logan, 51.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
That's Area 51.
Area 51. Okay. Looks like people are making those changes, so I think we're good, Kurt. Did we lose you, Kurt? Looks like you went on mute.
Let's go on to the March minutes. Does anybody have any comments on the minutes from last March? Meeting minutes? Then I move that we approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Well, we'll get those. The one comment I would have on the minutes is that we're working to get those posted to the website. I haven't quite got that done yet, but I should get that done today, and get those. So we'll have the last month or two out of the on the website. So.
Good. Next on the agenda is Michael Jordison with the Treasurer's Report.
Well, we actually need to approve the actual full agenda just to make sure there's no additions there. Does anybody have any additions for the agenda?
Negative.
Okay. Go ahead and approve it.
I approve the minutes.
For the agenda.
Agenda, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Michael Jordison.
T&L was sent out. We're moving along slowly. Even though it's been a very light winter, we haven't done too much yet. Total expenditures is 25,000 or so. Everything's still pretty much within budget. We have a few little overruns here and there, but nothing too major. Checking account, we have 216,537. Savings one is 6,196. Savings two, which is the money set aside to fix two water connections, is 15,747. Reserve fund CDs is 108,628. And the annual meeting CD is 10,739. Anybody have any questions on the P&L?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a $55 fish and wildlife something, fish supplies. Do we know what that is?
I noticed that. I haven't looked it up. I can look it up while we're in this meeting and let you know. I didn't look it up before this meeting, but I did notice that. It's probably something that was miscategorized.
Yeah.
Any
It's about
questions
time
for
to
Mike?
order fish. Are we going to do that? Or is Larry?
Yeah, do we know, is Larry doing the fish order stuff, or is someone else took that on?
No, Larry's going to be doing that, and he usually does it mid-May, sometime around mid-May. He tries to do it on a weekend so people up here can go watch.
Well, and my understanding was that we gave Kevin kind of the assignment to coordinate with Larry on
Yeah.
that. But yeah, Larry, our understanding was Larry was still planning on taking care of it.
Yes. Last I checked with Larry, he was still planning on doing.
So maybe he had to pay $55 for a reservation fee or something too. You never know. But yeah.
I'll look that up here in a minute. Past due accounts. Like last time, we're a little bit high on late dues. It's not too bad. I think there's 30, 35, something like that. Those are trickling in slowly.
Is that
And
normal for this time of year, or does it seem that?
it's a little high. It,
Yeah.
it's a little higher than normal. I don't know if that's contributed to economy or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. It's a little higher than normal.
It's a price of gas, I tell you.
Maybe. Reserve study. That has been scheduled. It's the last. It's the last full week of this month. I think it will occur on either the 19th or the 20th.
Awesome.
He is scheduled to come down and do that. I will try to be there to go with him. We'll see how that works out. I may need a volunteer to go with him if I can't. But as we get closer, I'll know how that's going to play out and we'll discuss it
So,
further.
Michael, I did have comments on that. You asked me to get a cabin for them.
Yes.
But you said the 26th through the 28th, which would be a Sunday through the Tuesday.
Oh,
Is
you're right. No,
that correct date?
you're right. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. I've
Okay.
got the wrong email up. You're right. It's the last full week. That's why I said the last week. Anyway, yes, you're right.
Okay, well, and just real quick while we've got Ezra and Maria on, we're planning on maybe putting them in cabin 9, which isn't open yet. I haven't had a chance to discuss this with them yet. So the garden cabin's open and cabin 8 is open, but cabin 9's a little bit more nice or a little bit nicer and remodeled, but it normally wouldn't open until the end of May. So Ezra and Maria, are you guys okay opening up, and the board, are we okay opening up that cabin for them? And once it's open, we might as well just keep it open. My understanding is the water's already been turned on, but it'd be need to be cleaned and stocked and all that kind of fun stuff.
Right. This is cabin 9, you say?
Correct, yeah.
Because we did get cabin 7 clear, ready to go. And then we
Okay.
have been working on cabin 8.
Okay.
So if we need to put our attention more on cabin 9 and get it going first before cabin 8, I think we can do that fine.
Well, right now there's no reservations in garden cabin or cabin 8, but
Right.
your point, cabin 7 has the first reservation, but they are. Cabin 9 would be opening up early, or we can put them in garden cabin or cabin 8. Those we're planning on being open anyway, and theoretically should be open around the 17th, but we don't have any reservations yet for those. So, what does the board think? Does the board want to put them in the garden cabin or cabin 8? Or do you want to do a nicer cabin like that's been remodeled, like 9?
Think 9 or 10 would be fine.
Okay. So should we have them open up 9 a little bit early then?
Yeah.
And do we just leave it open and let people reserve it?
Yeah, pending weather. I mean, those cabins we usually don't worry about until we start getting below 15 degrees, and I don't see that anywhere in the forecast.
Yeah. Okay. I'll open it up and get that reservation put in there for them. But just wanted to verify that the board was okay with that. Doesn't sound like there's any objections from the board.
No. And I'm pretty much up here full time now. Michael if you need somebody to show him around.
Okay, thank you. I mean, because I've been working with him since September, October, he would like me to be there, but and I will try to be there, but we'll see how this works out. And
I'd
this
still
is
like to be there to supervise you.
yes, you should be. I need supervision. And this is all weather dependent. I mean, if the roads are muddy and stuff, he's aware that we'll have to cancel and the cabins are inaccessible. So,
Right.
in that aspect, we're a little bit unique. We're not a brick and mortar that, is available at any point in time. So, all right. I think that's everything I had, unless somebody has questions.
Questions, anyone? All right, let's move on to Ezra Black.
Nice.
What you got?
Okay, so Brent showed me the upper cabins the other day, and the water system, and we got the water turned on to the cabins, but not the cabin water on inside. So, and he showed gave me the rundown on that. And then I dug up the well, the Half Moon well up here, and I'm not for sure when he's going to be getting parts. He acts like he wants to get all the parts for it and all that, so I'll let him do all that. And then, like I said, I got cabin 7 open and been working on 8. We can shift it over to 9, get that and done up and ready. Let's see, I pumped water this month. That's about it I can think of right off, unless you guys have another question.
So to follow up on the parts thing, so I bought all the parts for Half Moon
Oh,
when
neat.
we were in St. George last Tuesday or whatever, and gave them to Brent yesterday.
Good
So
deal.
he should have all those.
Good deal.
Did that freeze and break, or was that ground shift? I mean, do we know why it broke? It
Just ground shift.
just ground shift.
Yep.
Ezra, thank you for the reports for last month on the
Yeah,
website. That was very helpful and wonderful that you did that. I appreciate it.
good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ezra.
You're welcome.
So now we have an open forum for anybody who has any comments regarding the agenda today, 2 to 3 minutes each. Please limit your topics to the feedback or questions on agenda items. Does anybody want to open up with any comments or questions? Going once, going twice, moving on to new business. Rules, request for rules modifications.
Yeah, so I put this one on here last time. We kind of talked about modifying the rules and doing all that. We kind of discussed it by email internally, but I had forgotten that we had the request from the membership to do that. So I just wanted to remind us, and then we'll need to send out the notification. If we are going to actually modify rules, we need to send out a notification beforehand. So I didn't know if we wanted to put a committee together to kind of come up with recommendations, but those are some of the rules that have been highlighted as needing to be modified or changed. And if we're even going to discuss it as an actual whatever, we need to send it out to the board members 15 days in advance, which we didn't do for this time, so we can't really discuss it, but we need to
Well,
get ready to notice or send out a notice for it and make sure the board's okay to send out a notice next time.
okay. Well, I have a proposal on that very subject all ready to go, and I spoke with Bart Batista to head this committee, And Bart, did you have a chance to talk with anybody?
No, so what we're gonna do, I heard from you, I spoke with you, and you, I haven't had a chance to chat with Tom, but so Tom and I will be board members, and we're gonna put a request out to members for three other volunteers to be on the committee, and the purpose of the committee is going to make sure that our rules and regulations align with our CCNRs and our kind of formally approved documents, because right now there's a disconnect between some of those. So first make sure those are correct, and then we'll see if we need to do anything else beyond that. But initially, the scope of it's going to be to align rules and regs with what our CCNRs actually say.
And this is not, they're not making any changes. They're identifying, redlining, discrepancies, and those will be presented to the board when they're finished. Does that sound fair to everybody?
Do we have a deadline or a time frame that they're going to try and have those to us? Like, are they ready to
Well,
have
no, we
them?
don't.
We don't
Hey,
have a say yet.
Kurt, Kate, hold on. So, Kurt reached out to me, asked me about this. We need to get the team together. We need to see how much work it's going to take, and then we'll get a timeline to everybody. So after this meeting, we'll send out an email. I can send it out, or Kate, if you could send it out requesting volunteers, and then we'll select three of those people to be on the committee with Tom and myself.
So I don't have the ability to send out emails right now. We had talked about having Tom have the ability to send from the board email, but right now somebody would have to just draft something and give it to Danielle to send out to everybody.
Okay, either way, I can do that. That sounds good.
That's one comment. And then I was going to bring this up later on, but originally we've kind of thought that the president had the ability to form committees and plan those. In discussions with the attorney later on, we kind of formed an attorney committee informally. He pointed out that our bylaws require the board to do that. So I mean, I think it's great that we're suggesting it, but we probably need to form that committee as a board in this meeting, and at least have the chair and stuff, like you said, and just intentionally
And
do that. And I think it's a good idea, but the board needs to do it. So
that's why I'm presenting it that way.
cool.
Yeah, I think that's consistent with what we've done in the past, is whoever has suggested it, the whole board has voted on it. So that's fine.
So I'm going to call out for a vote from the board to approve this committee to get rolling and establish themselves.
So the only comment, and I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know if I want to get in it or not. But I have was pretty heavily involved last time, so I don't know if I sh it would be beneficial to have me involved again, or if it'd be bit more beneficial just to have a fresh set of eyes on it. So I'm willing to do either one of whatever you guys think, but.
And even if you were on an advisory level, I thought about that, but I and I'm open to whatever the board wants, because I do think you were heavily involved in that and you have a lot to offer. My goal in getting more members involved is getting more members involved and knowing what we're doing and the operations and how we work. So I didn't want to flood it with
Board members.
board
Yeah,
members.
so
Exactly.
yeah, so
And
just
that's, that's again, that's a vote, and I take your point and I agree with you. So however we want to.
informational. Yeah, la the last we called it a bylaws committee. And the la main I was the main board member over. I don't think we had other board members participating, and we had probably 10 to 15 participants. Previously, so just FYI from that perspective, it wasn't the last changes to the rules weren't necessarily. I mean, they were brought back to the board, and the board discussed and made changes from the recommendations from the committee. But
So the
anyway.
purpose of this right now, as I've been told, it's not to create new bylaws, new rules, or anything. It's basically to redline everything and make sure our rules and regs align with our CCNRs, And that doesn't take 10 people. It takes, we want member participation, but this is something that I am hoping we can get done fairly quickly. And then if we want to add new rules, well, that could be another step. But we need to get everything aligned. So we need to
Identified.
make sure everything is aligned.
So
Dude, I'm not aware of too much misalignment, so I'm just.
Well, Tom, you were saying?
yeah, no, I Bart, first of all, appreciate you if the vote goes this way, I appreciate you accepting the position of chairing the committee. Happy to participate in the committee. I think you have the right objective in mind is where the rules don't fit with governing docs. Those need to be aligned. I thought we would also look at the can't be policed or need a process for policing the rules. Maybe a little bit higher level or a little bit, sorry, opposite of that, maybe a little bit more detail than what you initially described. But in general, agree not to create more rules or new rules, but just to tidy up the rules that are existing, is my understanding. So I'd be happy to partner with you on that and appreciate you taking the lead.
And I'm not fine with that. I just want to make sure that we don't think the scope of this isn't to recraft the rules completely and create new rules and everything. It's, I don't think we want to have most people don't want more rules.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I totally agree with that scenario. Just a couple of comments. One, I think we have obviously we have some rules that people are still in disagreement with. Well, Rule 24 specifically with the fine policy and stuff that way. So I thought some of the effort was going to be to try and at least quickly remediate that so that that's not outstanding, especially as we go into cabins and stuff that way. So that's one comment is I think we do have a couple that are kind of off. And then two, it might be premature to be aligning things with the governing documents for two reasons. One, the CCNRs, I think they might be kind of okay, but it wouldn't hurt to have those legally reviewed again, too. Specifically, bylaws. When everything came up with the waiver and stuff previously, those were sent to the attorney, and the attorney could not find a recorded version of the bylaws. So technically, they may not even be officially enforceable and stuff right now. So I have a little bit of heartburn trying to align to governing documents that we may not even aren't
Did the
current
attorney
and
go to
accurate
the
to.
the
He went to the county.
whatever.
We went to Barrie to try and find them. We could not find recorded bylaws. And as of
They
like,
didn't, did they go to the recorder's office?
they did, yes. They
I
are not
found
recorded. The
well, I found
bylaws
the old
themselves are not
CCNRs and
recorded.
updated ones at the recorder's office when I went. I can go look.
Yeah, there
The
are no
CCNRs are recorded, but not the bylaws.
bylaws, correct. And as of like, I can't remember when, but there was a deadline that they were starting to be required that they be recorded in order to be enforceable. So.
I would recommend just a little history. Linda Alderman was our bookkeeper for a very long time, and she pretty much did the bookkeeping in a shoebox. And she did a great job. Mariah, her daughter, took over, and she is the one who did all the PDF stuff into the. She put everything on a computer, so she might be a resource for some information on this.
Well,
Well, from my research, it looks like they were in two like 2015 became a requirement to record bylaws. We made a change to the protected covenants in like 2018 and then the bylaws in 2019. And when that change happened, they were not recorded that we can gather. So I think Linda Alderman is probably way before all of these
The
things.
like all
I guess
things, something simple
if
opens
we
up a
don't have a
Pandora's box.
signed copy of those bylaws, Were they signed at the time? So were they valid? We just need to record them.
And that would be where you check with Mariah
No,
because she's going to have the most information.
I think Barry was the one that had them at the time, and Barry was the one that recorded them. I do believe, I'll have to double check. I do believe it was signed by the secretary who was Barry at the time. They just have not been recorded. So
Well,
yes, I mean that would be a possible remedy.
I
If
mean,
I
that's
remember correctly, I have to go check and see if they're signed, but
to me, guys, this sounds like what the committee is supposed to be doing. Well, we're not going to solve it here today. This is part of what that committee would do, would research these types of things and make sure we're all in alignment.
correct. That's the whole
So
point of the committee.
it's good that you brought it up, Kate, and that's something they need to know, but we're not going to solve this today.
Can
Yeah.
we
Thanks, Michael.
can we take a vote on moving this committee forward?
Well, we just need to
Well,
know the scope of
hang on, because
the committee.
now the responsibilities of the committee are expanding, and we should make sure that Bart is okay with heading that, because now it's we need to check that things are recorded. If they're not recorded, there's an administrative duty there, and then we can get to rules. So is that more than one committee can handle? Is Bart okay with that?
I mean, that's just a bit of, sounds to me like a little bit of gumshoe and legwork.
It might be just that.
I'm fine with that. I think that just becomes the first step is we make sure the bylaws are recorded and then we can go from there. And we find a signed copy, make sure we have a signed copy of the bylaws.
Hey, Bart.
Yes.
Barge Vance 156. Ask Dirk Clayson about recording. I remember a long conversation about how much it cost to do that. When now this may not have been a current revision, but something did go in eventually.
The CCNRs did get recorded.
Okay. But if you have other questions, give Dirk a quick call. He'll be happy to tell you
Yeah.
what he knows, I'm sure.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So just, I don't want to belabor that. So my only concern, again, even with the Rules and Rec Committee, is I feel like the CCNRs and the bylaws need to be reviewed by an attorney for current. I mean, they're not current with current laws and standards. So even if we record them, we're doing a review against documents that may not be current.
Understand that, but if we have an existing thing, we need to get it recorded so that it is actually enforceable. The process of doing bylaws, I mean, that's going to be of
That's
creating new bylaws
yep.
is very heavy. It's a heavy lift.
Yeah,
Additionally,
Cade, you make it sound like you're not confident in the work that the prior committee and Barry did. I understand that separating that from the actual recording, but you think that the actual documents themselves are problematic?
There are, I do believe that there are some issues in the bylaws, possibly. I'd have to go back and look through them again, but the bylaws have some contradictions around notices and different things that way. CCNRs, I don't think are quite as bad, but it seemed like the bylaws at a minimum needed review, but probably even the CCNRs just for consistent. So again, the whole review backwards almost needs to occur. And I'm almost of the impression, like I said, it's going to be a longer process. And we've got specifically the fine policy, possibly the cabin waiver that need to be updated in the rules sooner than later, right? So that full analysis, I think, needs to occur.
We're talking two different things here.
I know.
I know, but hold on. We have rules that we're not, we understand our CCNRs and our bylaws may need to be updated to comply with code. That's an understandable. That's also a very heavy lift. All right. We currently, and I did a quick analysis of it, we've got a lot of rules and regs that don't line up with any of our CCNRs. We need to fix that real quickly so it's clean. We need it. We have a get a lawyer. The lawyer does need to review it. Obviously, anything in our CC&Rs needs to be updated. But again, there is a vote. That's a bigger, heavy lift, and so we can wait to do the CC and or the rules and regs alignment, or we can do the we can wait for this to be done, or we can do it right away. I don't. Whichever we want to do, that's fine.
I
Talking heavy lifts.
the purpose of this committee is to point out the discrepancies between the rules and regulations and the CC&Rs, and we can make internally the corrections that we need to make. And when we go to an attorney, he has a shorter list, and thus it's going to cost us less than if we give him a mess.
Yeah, I'm more. I think lawyers should be involved in all of these things personally.
Everything.
I am, but you know, if the more work we can do beforehand will greatly reduce that cost.
Yeah, and I would say to Cade's comments, it sounds like the things that may need to be updated will be more, to your point, Bart, code or procedural related, and may not be affected by the rules, or the rules may not be affected by those changes.
Well,
So
I think that's where I'm getting a, have a little bit of a disconnect because I'm not aware of any rules that conflict with the bylaws and CC&Rs. I am aware of three rules specifically that there's been issues on, which are listed in the agenda. So the fire restrictions, the waiver, and the fine policy are three rules that, again, I don't see
I just did
conflict,
an
but.
AI scrub. I used AI real quick. Looked at compared them all. I've got a list of around 20 or 30 discrepancies and non-alignments that we can easily fix. There may be more, but that was just doing a first scrub. Actually, it was two passes. Second pass brought more out
Okay.
of things that are just at face value how AI would compare it that are not aligned. That was a
Okay, so what are we going to do about the three items on the agenda, though? Are those included in that review or not?
Well, if they're part of the rules package, then they're part of the review for the committee, would be my understanding.
And recommendation to change. They're not aligned. I mean, before I was saying the scope was just aligning them with the CC&R. So I don't know how that.
Well, but then I commented that some of those rules are maybe not able to be policed or might have other conflicts, and Bart agreed to make that part of the committee scope.
Okay, then I'm fine with that.
Okay, so I propose we form this committee. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Was it unanimous?
Jeff, I didn't hear you. Sorry. You're still muted.
Yeah, you have no sound, Jeff.
I can read his lips.
I
He
mean, it
said aye.
looked like a yes.
Jeff has
How's
really
there
good.
no sound? How about now?
Now
That's
I can
really good noise
hear
counseling for some reason, Jeff.
you. Yes.
Thank you, Jeff.
I don't know what is going
Okay, so on to old bed business. Ran manager replacement has been done.
Yeah, so last time we talked about the onboarding activities and the checklist, and Kurt, you said you were going to take and review the checklist with them maybe and make sure all that stuff got done.
Yep,
It looked like.
we went through, I went through the cabins, the spreadsheets, all the systems that I used before, and these are recommendations because Ezra's a contractor and he received the recommendations, and how he applies them is up to him. Cindy Olson also reached out and told me I could give them her phone number if they had any questions. I know Kevin's not here, so Kevin and Larry Clarkson took him around roads, culverts, got him familiar with some of the problem areas. Yeah, that's what we did a couple weeks ago.
Okay, but have we actually gone through the checklist we prepared? Is what I'm more concerned about. I mean, I transferred over the information around the reservations, but there's like I just want to make sure he's got the email access and everything he needs. But there we've got stuff like so walkthrough of all cabins sounds like that's been done. Walkthrough of
Yep.
headquarters, that's been done. Opening and closing procedures, I'm sounding like that's been done if he's met with Brent.
Well, I met with Brent. Jeff did a lot to help with that. And opening and closing procedures are pretty much seasonal and on hand is, I mean, they've already done the lower cabins and now he's done the walkthrough on the upper cabins. And so it's just a matter of actually doing it.
It's actually getting plain
And
water.
Ezra and Marie are both very good at taking notes.
So maybe we put it to Ezra. Yeah, understand the importance of the checklist to make sure we completed the things that we intended to, Cade. Thank you. Ezra, are you comfortable with your knowledge of the ranch at this point? Are there blind spots for you or things that need to be addressed to help you be successful?
I think I got a pretty good handle on it, what's going down, and everybody's been super helpful at helping me learn that. Whoever I need to talk to, even Brent's been amazing at showing me the water stuff, and Jeff, and everybody really has. So I feel like I got a pretty good handle on it. If there's something I need to know, then I can always ask.
Great. Thank you for that. And I'm looking forward to coming out next month and spending the week out there and getting some of Maria's baked goods.
Yeah, nice.
Love what you guys are doing with the store. And so far, you guys seem like a really magical team for the ranch. So thank you.
Cool, thank you.
Okay.
So wait, just real
Thank
quick
you
before we get
too,
off of
Ezra.
that, the checklist actually has an acknowledgement and it has places to check box. Are we planning on going through and checking all that? It does say optional to acknowledge it, but I won't keep bugging about the checklist if we feel like it's all good and done, but I
Cade, would you do me a favor and email that to me so it's at the top of my emails?
Can do that.
That would be great.
So, are you taking responsibility to go over it
I
with
am
them,
taking
or?
responsibility and I will go with Ezra. And if I need to go with Jeff or whoever and make sure their areas are checked off, we'll just get it all done. I think that's a good idea. Okay. Does anybody else have any comments for Ezra, thoughts? I think we did a really good job picking a good family to take this on.
Well, just real quick, I just want to say I think they're doing an amazing job as well. I feel like we may not be doing as good a job making sure they know everything they need to know. So I just want to make sure that we're following the checklist and do
Well, I'm
that.
gonna, from
So
personal experience,
this
there's
is a
really the checklist is a great idea. But it takes a year or two to get your feet under you on the ranch because there's a
great
pretty broad spectrum of stuff. And I think Ezra's really moving. I mean, I see, and I talk to him a lot, and I see what he's doing, and I think it's awesome. And he's not afraid to reach out and ask questions. So,
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think they're doing an awesome job. I just feel like we've let other managers down in the past, and I didn't want to let these guys down from our perspective. And it does suggest a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day check-in on our checklist. So again, I'll send it to you, Kurt. And again, by no means is this because I feel like they're letting stuff down. I just feel like we're letting them down a little bit. But
no,
so I'll
if you'd
send it
send
over.
that to me, I will take responsibility and get it taken care of.
Sounds great. Okay. Enough said.
Okay. Let me run the cattle company lease, expires in November of 27. We've proposed a counter lease for Kevin Ballard. We were unable to get to him. Now he's in the midst of spring roundup. And so I will get to him and get with everybody and we'll try to figure out when it'll work. That
Yeah, so
sound
we did
good?
send him the contract. He did say he would try and get with us. That's kind of where
Yeah.
it's at. So we
Yeah,
just need to set up a new
he's
meeting.
just out. He's in the saddle right now, so.
And he's able to proceed with the NCRS applications with the current situation, or is
I think
that
the NRCS contracts window for this year has passed. He has contracts. This will be the third year, so it's almost guaranteed that he'll get them next year.
Okay.
But we just needed to, you know, there was a, and there's a lot to take into account, but
yeah,
I was hoping we could get it done sooner and it didn't happen. So we're just, and he's fine with that. And we're just going to move forward and he'll keep working and fixing and doing.
So he's still in line then. He still has his position in line.
Yes, he still has his position in line, and it's okay. Like a hunting permit.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't get drawn for so many years, you gather points.
Okay.
Yeah, but you still have to apply every year, right? So hopefully he applied, and anyway, we'll let him take care of that. That's his
responsibility. He's applied. That's his profession. I'd say let the people that know do what they know. Cade, you got yourself on finalizing contracts.
Yeah, so I was supposed to split Danielle's and Abby's. Get those ready to review with an attorney or whatever. And I haven't completed that. So just a status update, I'll work on that and get that done. And okay. Then we need to finalize all those, but they're still outstanding, but that's got to follow up on that. So and then you have water, another... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask you about step four.
Yeah. So water hauling septic permits, there's no real updates. They're supposed to meet, I think early next week, which will officially pass it. I haven't heard that they've actually passed their new resolution. They got all the feedback from it. Once that's passed, there's still a 3-month, they're calling it a cool down period, but it's a time for them to transition. So make sure that all the counties have their ducks in a row to be able to replace the Board of Health's procedures and policies. And then, so we're anticipating around July timeframe, if you want to be able to provide or apply for a septic permit, you should be able to do that through the county following their processes. If you try to apply right now, they're going to probably deny you because we don't meet the current county requirements. So that's the only update I've got for you.
Cabin waiver, Tom.
Yeah, so that has been provided to the board for review. We've had some comments back and forth on it, but I think we're basically at the point where we all have agreed that when we take the time to meet with an attorney, this will be one of the docs to get reviewed. And then we would move it forward from there after taking that advice.
Okay, so this brings me to the second committee I would like to propose. 7 members of the board talking to an attorney is going to get very expensive. So I recommend Michael, Cade, and Thomas to be speaking for the board and report back to the board what the attorneys have to say. I want them to ask the questions and
we're proposing a new committee. I mean, we kind of, again, talked about
proposing this. I'm proposing a new committee. I have 3 people, all board members. That would be you, Thomas, and Michael, to actually have the conversation with the attorney and report back to the board.
And we kind of started that because we thought you could approve it by email and we're corrected. But so we're hoping to meet with the attorney next week. Tom, are you going to be available next week? You might be out of town.
I can tell you real quick. The next few weeks are Las Vegas next week, San Diego the week after that, vacationing at the ranch off grid the week after that. Then I go to Dallas, then I go to Huntsville, and then I'll probably go back to San Diego and Las Vegas. So the next 7 weeks, I have a pretty travel heavy period. I would be happy to try to, participate in that, amongst my travels, but I'm not always in control of my schedule because I'm meeting with dealers and I might be traveling with my boss. So, like I say, happy to participate, but also, I think Bart is a smart guy, has done a lot
Bart's of Bart's a reserve. Stuff. I just dumped a big load on Bart, and Bart.
Bart
got there at first, well, but I just yeah. if Bart's everyone willing,
does a lot of heavy lifting. So if I can be the stand-in for Tom
Okay, perfect.
if he can't make
Let,
something,
let's
I can do
establish the, do you have your hand up, Jeff?
it.
I didn't know if you were going to sneeze or what.
No. So I was involved with Tom heavily on coming up with the length for the waiver. So would you have an objection if I was involved with that? Since Thomas is don't know if he can participate or not.
Well, and I would add that you kind of expressed interest into at least listening in previously. So, where Kevin and Bart, I don't know. I mean, they didn't say anything, but they probably do have interest too. But
I
anyway.
think in lieu of the, and that's great. There's three topics that are going to be discussed. I think listening in doesn't do any good because you can't say anything. And I'm just, Jeff, what I'm not pointing at myself. I'm not on that because I don't have a legal mind, and I'm pointing out legal minds that have experience with law and stuff. And that's why I had Bark as a backup, but I just dumped a load on him, and I didn't know if Thomas would, you know, it's I think that if the board if when they report back to the board, that's when your input would be invaluable to us on the waiver.
Well, I'm not seeing a big difference between Bart or Jeff, so I would propose that we the three members be myself, Michael, and Jeff, with the rules stuff being under Bart, but not a strong feeling one way or the other.
At the time, we don't work, so we're just sitting around watching movies.
Oh, you don't just sit around watching movies. You guys do a ton of work, but you do have more flexibility on your schedule.
This is an open
So,
discussion. I don't have,
I
I
have
just put my
a
thoughts
question on
forward.
the whole. So, we're hiring this lawyer. We've hired this lawyer, right?
We have reached out to the lawyer. So again, we took action, Michael, Thomas, and myself. We sent an email to the attorney, giving him the information on our current insurance situation and the waiver. So mainly it's around the liability issues and the current, insurance scenarios is what we've asked, the questions we've asked him about. So that's currently the scope that's been addressed. When we reached out to him, I told him about the committee that had been formed, and he told me that we needed to have the board approve it rather than just be appointed by the. So that's kind of where we got into this point, is that the attorney recommended that we have the board appoint the committee, and then he'd be able to meet with us next week.
So the focus of this is not, the waiver is part of it. The waiver is part of the discussion, but it's not the focal point of this conversation.
Right.
And we will have to make the waiver a focal point, and I think that expands things differently. The focus of this currently is the insurance. And the waiver is part of this discussion of the insurance because of the impact it had, not, is the new waiver something that is ready to be done with the cabins and whatever? Those are different questions.
Right.
So I see the waiver itself being a separate discussion. And I'll happy to step back and let whoever wants to be part of that committee and discuss the waiver and whatever with the attorney. Right now, the focus is the impact of the waiver on our insurance.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, Michael. Thanks for bringing that up because it kind of came out that potentially the waiver expanded the scope of the insurer's responsibility, and that could be potentially why we're in the situation that we're in right now. So, to your point, not about the language of the waiver, but the actual fundamental applicability of it.
Yes. So I mean, the focus of this specific committee is insurance and the impact of other things on the insurance, not necessarily like like Thomas said, the language, and do we make it the main waiver and whatever else. This is, it's more focused than that. I'm trying to keep it strictly. The big problem right now is the insurance. So.
Well, so here's kind of my viewpoint. I mean, Bart's already got another assignment. Jeff was involved in the waiver committee. He is kind of, I mean, he's not, none of us are equal representations for either one of, you know, any of us, but to me, he is a logical replacement, has the time and availability to it. I don't see why we wouldn't consider him for the committee going forward. So
my thoughts on this are, why are we at, I mean, the three of you have been involved with the lawyers, with the lawyer to date on this issue. If
well,
Tom can't make it, that's to a meeting, that's fine. Just make it to the next meeting when he can, or listen to the minutes as, or a recording of the meeting if that's a possible.
So but why?
Yeah, that's fine people, too. Yeah, that, I mean, that people, that's fine if I can't be there, that the conversation can definitely continue. So, yeah.
You have the history with the conversation already. Just keep going through. The three of you should be the through line on the whole thing.
Right. Thank you, Bart. That's the point of this is Kate and I have worked with one set of insurance brokers and been copied on every email and been part of that so that there's been dual control of those discussions. And Thomas and I have been part of another set of brokers and discussions. Thomas already has the background. Kate already has the background. I'm not discounting you, Jeff. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that they've got the context of the last 3-4 months where you'll be coming in and not having the context. That's really it in a nutshell.
All right, I'm fine with that. But Thomas, how realistically do you think we'll be able to work around your schedule next week? I mean, obviously the attorney's schedule might be tighter than even ours, but do you think?
Yeah, I think we're trying to work around the attorney's schedule. Right. So what time slot is he going to give us and on what day?
And then you'll have to see. Yeah.
And then I'll have to see, because if I'm at a business meeting, I can duck out for 30 minutes or 60 minutes and I can participate in another meeting. But if I'm driving or if I'm flying or, you know, it just, you know, I think,
guarantee it. Understood.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, don't wait for me, but see what he offers us, or maybe he'll offer us a couple of options and then we can consider those and firm up a time with him.
Okay, well, we made a motion to have the committee of us three formed, and so I'm willing to second that motion. Do you want to vote on it?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Aye.
Kate, aye.
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 Okay, that
Jeff said aye. I read your lips, Jeff. You said aye.
You still can't hear me?
Not like, no, I don't know if there's a delay. You probably need to wait like 60 seconds or something. I don't know what's happening.
Back on that topic, the most important question is, what are you going to spend all these sky miles on?
Oh, God.
All right, done. Sorry.
Italy.
I did save up for a long time and took my wife to Maui for 10 days, and all I paid for was gas for the rental car and food.
Nice. Sacrifice brings some perks, I guess, right?
Right.
We went and rented an RV to take our cats and dog and spent a fortune for a week.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so we kind of covered EF and I don't know, did we cover G too, Michael, or you got a little bit more to update everybody on?
I'm reading. This screen's too small for me to see.
It's just insurance. Yeah.
We've kind of covered most of it. You have some inquiries out. For the directors and for the director and officers insurance. I've got a couple out to other brokers. You know, for the most part, it's just the back and forth and the discussions, and you know, it's there's really nothing, there's not a whole lot of movement. Preliminary is that directors and officers insurance is going to be around $5K.
Is that consistent with our history?
Oh no, that's five times what we were paying before.
Okay.
So one thing I would bring up, so we did send out an email requesting if people have insurance expertise or experience. We got one response back saying that we need to work with a broker. We've been working with multiple brokers, just FYI, and we're having difficulty with the unique situation at DSR. We're having difficulty finding insurance on the normal market. We're having to go into a secondary market, which is very expensive. And hence, again, one of the reasons we're talking with the attorney. So anyway, that I just wanted to clarify that. And Thomas, we probably need to respond to that member that responded back. I don't know if you saw that.
Okay. I'll look at that today.
Thanks.
So, yes, we covered most of it, and that's it. I rambled.
No, I think we're good.
For fire safety, to be honest, I haven't really made any movement on this, so I'll focus on that this month. So I apologize for that. I will reach out to, I was planning to reach out to the fire warden this month and get him out to see us now that there's better access at the ranch. So.
Who's our current fire warden?
I have his name. He works, I work, my team works with him up at Best Friends. I can send you that.
Is he same the guy that has been, or is it somebody different?
Now, Spencer Rollo left, what, a year and a half ago? So it's the same guy since then.
Yeah, I think it's the same guy that Dan was going to have come out.
Yeah, yes, that hasn't changed.
Okay, so booster pump, well solarization.
So booster pump installations, we still need to work with get the, what is it, 147 and 143 done, but that's going to be at, you know, the members' discretions. The booster pump waiver requirement is going away, so we have got some flexibility on that, so that it's not as pressing as it was. But we still have the budget, the line items and the budget to take care of it, because we still need to do it. And again, now that we have the new ranch manager on deck and there's access up at the ranch, we can, you know, get this started.
Okay. And how about the
solarization? I'm sorry. What was the question?
No. Go ahead. I thought you were done there. I was going to move to the next item.
Will solarization, you know, in discussions with you, this was a lower priority because of the cost until we knew we had funds available. Cade just sent me, was it yesterday or day before, is kind of the background write-up of what he had, the work he'd been doing. So, and I've done my own engineering analysis of what needs to be done, system parts selection. So, you know, I'll kind of marry those two together and come up with the proposal that when we are able to move forward budget wise, that we can move forward.
Awesome. I saw some email about the backflow inspection.
Oh yeah, I was going to talk about that. Oh, sorry, it's right there. So backflow inspection, Andrew Monroy, the gentleman who did our backflow inspection in 2024, has submitted a proposal to do backflow inspections again. He will be doing it. The goal is to do it sometime this month. The quote was $500. He actually, there were some errors in his invoice, so it'll actually be closer to around $620 for that work, and that should be a. Once we get the quote, the correct quote, We should be able to just schedule it with Ezra, and so that I will try to be there at the same time. But I spoke with Ezra yesterday, and the priority is getting Andrew here to do it. If we don't get a, this is the one issue on this is one wasn't done last year, so we are in. We need to get that inspection as soon as done as soon as possible, so we are in compliance with code. So get it done now, have it on the books, and we'll be good.
Okay, perfect.
So I just, is there anybody cheaper that, I mean, it seems like this is probably our best option,
Is there
but
anyone?
is there anyone? Is that the
No,
question?
that's the, I mean, the actual, that's funny. The actual truth of the matter is the only people that have backflow inspection qualifications in Kane County work at Best Friends because we paid for them to get the qualifications. And so
Gotcha.
they're the ones, they do it for Kane County School District. They do it for the city of Fredonia. They do it for Glendale because they're the only ones in really the commuting area.
I mean, the fees seem reasonable, especially if you're having to drive out and everything there. I just was curious if
So
they're
we can try
far.
to get three, I can try to get other quotes, but I don't know. I kind of like to use local when possible.
Makes sense.
Well, there's been kind of some email back and forth on it. I mean, let's just put this to bed and I mean, we can do a vote now if you want. Just
I don't think we need,
or
do we need a vote on this, or is this something that
I
well,
don't.
we just, yeah, not official, but everybody's kind of been reviewing costs, and I'm fine with the 620,
I'm
so.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move forward on that. Jeff, do you have anything to report on cabin two yet on the rodent remediation besides fire and arson?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
It
literally kicked in like 30 seconds after you started talking, though, Jeff. So you got to give
guess
yourself a
I
little
gotta
bit of
ask that first.
time.
So sort of, I didn't go up there, but when Brent and Ezra went up there to turn on the well pump and all that, or the spring pump and all that stuff, I guess they did walk through the cabins, and Brent was saying that cabin two doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
But Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we were going to go up there and fire up water, fire up propane, all those kinds of things. So that was when I was going to walk through it with Ezra and come up with a plan to come up with a plan
Yeah,
to.
I just from the 1 year, I think it was 23, we were calling that the House of Dahmer. It was pretty bad, but bad tends to move from one cabin to another. So I'm glad to hear that that was not repeated.
So it's
Seen it, but
actually, there's a term for that. Did you guys, muricide is when rodents kill a bunch of other rodents and bring them inside. So muricide happened last year up at the cabin too.
yeah, I find in the case of mice, they're pretty easy to control. Pack rats come in pairs, male and female. And I always keep traps set, especially this time of year. I keep the big rat traps out. And if I get one, I keep going until I get the other. And then you're usually good for a while, but I still try to keep them out. But thank you for that. For myself, the above ground fuel storage, we have a fuel storage tank in the cart, and it's just a matter of going out and like I said, that we have till July 1st of 2026. I'm just waiting for the weather to catch up a little bit with us so we can do some cement work. We're gonna have to organize removing the fuel from the tank in the well field, and then we're going to have to dig a fair size hole and put a bunch of pit run in it, and then pour a slab there, and then we'll put our new tank there, And then we've discussed moving the 200-gallon tank from behind the ranch house over to the fuel tank that is in the ground, in the berm, and putting gasoline in that and then transferring diesel into the larger tank, which has a better storage life. And that's kind of the sketch of what we're doing. When I put the solid plan together, we'll put it all up, and we need to really go into right now, but we'll put it to a vote and have everybody's comments on that.
I'm trying to remember, was there reporting that we needed to, that you were working?
No, we just need to register. What they sent out was a flyer. I spoke with the state on it, and they said, no, that's just a flyer. You know, their biggest concern is not tanks as much as tanks that have underground plumbing. I explained to her that you know, what we had was a 2,000 gallon fuel tank that was in a berm, and she goes, are the pipes leaking around it? I said, there are no pipes around it. We draw it from the top. We use it for filling equipment. And she goes, oh, well, that's, you're not even on our list. They don't have a number for us. They don't have, we're nowhere with them. But we should get, the flyer was about getting registered, letting people know if you have anything over a certain size, which we do. And I spoke with Bart. There's, if you go up to, what is it, 5,000 gallons, Bart, you have to do a, why don't you fill in this part here?
No, I spoke about it last time. It's the spill prevention and control countermeasures plan. And if we exceed in total volume 1,320 gallons, we need to do one.
Okay.
But it's a real simple fill in the form just to make sure you're doing stuff and then comply with the inspection, the on-site inspection requirements that you're going to affirm to. And it's for the volume of fuel that we have, it's a pretty simple process. And it's important to have that process in place, because if you don't have it in place, if you're inspected by the EPA and they don't, you could get fines. And if you could get up to $25,000 a day for not doing it. So it's a real simple thing. And besides the EPA compliance, it is a best management practice so that we stay on top of our fuel tanks and ensure they aren't contaminating our property. So real simple thing to do, and I'll help Kurt as you need.
So what's the action? It sounds like we need to register with
the state. Yeah. I've got all the forms. It's a 4-page checklist, and it's just check the boxes. But I want to make the well field compliant, because that is out of compliance, and I want to make that compliant before I fill out that form.
Yeah. And two things, just so you know, the state program and the SPCC program are two separate things. The SPCC is a thing we need to have that basically it's our spill prevention plan. How do we, what is our spill prevention plan? Hold on one second. I have someone at the door.
So just to kind of interrupt the scenario, reiterate what way I'm understanding, you're going to fix the well, transfer all the fuel, do that stuff first, then we're going to register, and then it sounds like Bart's going to help out with getting the spill prevention plan.
The test, I have a list of contractors. We have to do a ground compression test around the 2,000-gallon tank once every 5 years.
And I will get a cost. So you'll probably have to do it, right? So, yeah.
So anyhow, we'll be in compliance at that point.
Cool. So Bart, we just reiterated the steps is he's going to get all the tank stuff taken care of. Then we're going to register, and then you're going to help him come up with the plan, right? So those are the three.
Yeah. And for the whole, any support you need for the kind of registration process or anything like that, I'm very familiar with it, because that's kind of some of my background. So.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know what the plan was. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep.
Kevin's not here, so we'll have to hear about the cinder usage next time. Does anybody else? I've got what I got. Tom, do you have anything else to add?
Yes, just one thing that the Rules and Waiver Committee to review 4.02, the waiver, and Rule 24 has commenced the scope of that request to that committee. And I appreciate and recognize Greg Maurer, Tina Warhurst, Jeff Collins, and Michael Jordanson for their participation in that committee. Appreciate everybody's help. The document has been presented to the board. I'd make a motion to release the committee from any further responsibilities as the scope has been completed.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 If you cannot hear me, I'm saying aye.
Let's make it so we can see you. We can read your lips, Jeff. Kate, do you have anything to offer?
Nothing new.
Michael Jordanson.
I have the answer to Jeff's question. It's a $55 check to the Department of Agriculture. I don't have any memos of what that exactly was for, but I'm assuming it's some sort of permit or requirement, but I can find further out. But it was to the Department of Agriculture.
Awesome.
That's
Jeff,
it.
do you have anything to add? I can't hear you.
Nope, not hearing
Oh,
you.
A Verizon commercial. Snar.
I
I don't know what's going on, why there's a delay. I keep looking at my audio settings and I don't understand.
Weird.
No, I don't really have much.
Okay. Bart? We did Bart. No, we didn't.
Oh, so minor water usage for the past or last month, so no major changes. We have for the year, we have used 0.19 acre feet of water in a lower system. So we are kind of on consistent with previous years as well. So that is it. Oh, sorry, and one other thing. I spoke with Ezra yesterday. I'm going to work with him on creating a valve exercise, the next a valve exercise plan, basically making sure our valves don't rust. I know there are some valves that we have on our lower water system that are at risk of breaking. So we want to identify those and get those replaced before they do break. Or when we need to isolate the system because of a repair, we go to turn the valve and then the valve breaks and now we've got two problems instead of just one problem. So I'm gonna work with him on that, and we should be starting up the upper cabin system sometime this month, I believe. And
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, so we're gonna need to make sure we whoever are you gonna be involved in that, Jeff? Or is
Yes.
that okay? And is the plan to do any chlorination to do it basically to disinfect it first before starting?
So Brent and Ezra went up there, and I mean, Ezra could probably speak to this, but to my understanding, started the spring pump to get it pumping up to the upper tank or whatever, and T-chlored it so that it could be chlorinating up the pipe, all that kind of stuff. And then Wednesday, we're going to go fire up all the cabins and
Okay.
stuff.
All right. No, that was so we're making sure it meets its minimum 24-hour resident time. And now this isn't a public water system, so we don't have to do any reporting or anything like that. Because if it were a public water system, we would have to report, checklists and report it. But we kind of want to go through that same process so that we can make sure that we have quality water being provided in those systems. And so making sure we have that 24-hour resident time and just make sure we drain all of the water out of the system so we're not providing chlorinated water, high strength chlorinated water to customers or members who are at the water site.
We just got a comment from Mike McNichols, and we apologize for the delay. We'll try and get the meeting minutes out sooner to you.
All right.
Well, Bart, on the meeting minutes, we're going to post them to the website going forward. So I'm working
agenda,
on
agenda. I think is what he meant.
The agenda is what he's meaning. What I meant. Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're good. So I was just talking about the upper cabin water system. Jeff, sounds like you, Ezra, and Brent probably have it under control, but I just want to make sure that we've, and it sounds like they are following that process. But I'll give Ezra, if you have a moment after this meeting, I can give you a call.
Okay, that works.
Awesome.
Okay, does anybody else have anything to add? Then I propose we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Pastor.
Aye.
We can hear you, Jeff.
Jeff, we heard you that time.
The first time?
Oh, geez.
Because I changed another settings trying to see if it'll stop doing that.
I heard you say testing, so that's about it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. We adjourn this meeting, and we'll thank you for all your good work, and we'll keep moving forward.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.